Employees of a beloved independent newspaper in Chicago are celebrating the end of a long fight that threatened the paper's survival. It all started when the Chicago Reader tried to become a nonprofit to shore up its finances. Members of the board held up that process after editors ordered a fact check of an opinion piece written by the paper's co-owner, Len Goodman. That is, until yesterday, when Goodman and three board members announced they'd step aside. We're joined now by Philip Montoro, the Reader's music editor and unit chair of its employees union. Thanks for being here.
And thank you for having me.
So for those who do not live in Chicago and maybe have never heard of the Chicago Reader, why does this paper matter?
Well, the Reader belongs to the tradition of what's been called the alt-weekly, and it has a 50-year history in the city. The Reader was, in its heyday, the place for music listings, theater listings, art galleries, place to find apartment, place to find a date. Granted, the internet did change a lot of that, but the Reader's journalism, the Reader's writing, the Reader's engagement with the community has remained. It's still a gravitational pull that the paper has. One of the great things about this fight we've been through, and it is possible now that it's over to find great things about it, is that it sort of literalized what we've felt in our hearts about our relationship to Chicago, because so many arts organizations, music venues, artists themselves, our colleagues in journalism, our comrades in the labor movement, supporters from all over the city turned out for us, either in person at our rally in front of Len Goodman's home, or online signing letters of support. And it's really let us feel like, oh, we're not just imagining this. You know, we really are an important part of this city's cultural life, and that gives us hope for our future.
So just yesterday, Goodman told the Chicago Tribune, quote, "We cannot continue the fight without destroying the Reader." Does his stepping back down and these three board members, is the path now clear for the Reader to become a nonprofit?
Well, I don't think the actual paperwork has been signed, but that's, at this point, it looks like just a formality. I should say that the struggle was largely with ownership and board members, that management, that is, our editors-in-chief, our publishers, they've largely had the same goal as the union throughout this difficult period. The main problem we're going to have to face now is that this nonprofit transition was going to be difficult, even if everything went smoothly. And as you know, nothing went smoothly.
It sure
so
didn't.
We've spent most of, no, not most of, all of the reserves that we had banked to help us through that first year without the support of our owners. I mean, I should say for the record, Len Goodman and Elsie Higginbottom, the two owners of the Reader, put in a great deal of money, I think close to about $2 million over the past 3 years, in order to keep the for-profit Reader afloat. That's the whole reason we needed to go nonprofit. But it also makes quite clear that the for-profit wasn't viable. So when we were stuck in that for-profit model, having this fight with a co-owner, this fight with the board, we were just hemorrhaging money. So now we're not starting from the position of strength we'd like to be as a nonprofit, but we have an extremely capable team. I remain optimistic. It's still a hopeful day.
How does not going nonprofit help you, though? I mean, in a literal sense, being for-profit means you're collecting money, and being nonprofit means you're not centered around money, right?
Well, not centered around money doesn't mean we don't have to pay our staff, that we don't need to pay our printer. It just means that the way we get money and the way we're taxed is different. Nonprofits have options for grant funding, for instance, that for-profits don't. And that's becoming hugely important in the independent media space. We have a racial justice reporting room that had about 300 grand in grant funding. It's still just got one reporter because we couldn't do any hires to a grant-funded institution while we didn't know if the nonprofit was ever going to happen.
Yeah.
So again, some things have been held up, but the fact that we're going to be a nonprofit is the whole reason that that racial justice reporting room can even happen.
Lastly, what will the next headline be in the Chicago Reader?
Oh, the next headline? Well, yeah. The issue that's hitting the streets, I guess, this evening and into tomorrow morning in the great city of Chicago will have the word free on it, about 8 inches tall, because that's what we are now. We've always been free in that you haven't had to pay to pick up a copy of the Reader, but now we're free to have our future as we always wanted it to be.
Philip Montoro, music editor of the Chicago Reader, congratulations and thanks for talking to us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.